Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. I'm your host, Ryan Gutowski, joined as always by...
Rick White. It's me.
Rick, you sound very, very ready.
I'm so ready, man. Let's do this.
Now, I want to introduce you to our special guest, Rob Fenimore. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fine. How are you, gentlemen?
Rob, tell us a little about yourself, because we're inquisitive podcasters.
I live in Macon, Georgia. I own a game store called Dice Drop Games, and I have lots of ideas for games. So that's why I'm here.
Some would say you have so many ideas that we're flipping this podcast on its head.
What?
I am now the guest judge. Guest judge Ryan Gutowski is in the house.
Oh, snap.
Rob, you're going head-to-head against Rick White. This is unprecedented. This has never happened in the history of Will It Game.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. I'm in my wrestling spandex.
Yes.
Ooh, you're wearing a
little unitard. How did he know what we wear when we do this podcast?
What are you wearing?
Ryan, Rick? We don't ask that of guests unless they tell us beforehand.
Rick, what are you wearing?
I obviously am wearing my wrestling spandex, too. We wear it every episode.
This is awkward.
And here I'm sitting here in cargo shorts. Crap. So, anyway, so we're flipping this episode on its head. I am going to be the guest judge, partially because I didn't have anything to say on this episode, and I didn't create a game. I kind of have had a rough week.
No, so. We planned this the whole time.
That's right. We planned it the whole time.
We certainly don't fly by the seat of our pants on this show.
Yes. And Rob has a great game that he's going to be pitching to me. And I am definitely not going to vote in favor of our guest so that he gives us deep discounts at Dice Drop Games.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not going to happen.
That's
definitely not.
That will be the only thing Rick and I agree on.
There we go.
I like that. Okay, so anyway, Rob, like you said, you are the owner of Dice Drop Games in Macon, Georgia. We love your shop. It's really cool. You are actually going to be on an episode of the One Board podcast talking about friendly local game stores. So we wanted to kind of do a little cross promotion here with Will It Game. So, Rick, because we don't want to throw our guests to the wolves just yet, me being the wolves, let's have you pitch first. How about that, Rick?
Certainly, Ryan. And what is our theme this week?
Our theme this week is looking at Google Drive, large TV families.
Yes.
That's the theme.
Yes, large TV families. So, Ryan, for this episode, you know, we've had a lot of like movie and TV kind of based game themes. And, you know, big TV families have been on television for a long time, but there were two that were a big deal for me in the 90s. And I feel like one of those has already gotten plenty of attention, and that's the Tanners from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got their reboot, you know, and there's tons of nostalgia in that. So I'm going to be bringing you another hit from TGIF, and that is Family Matters.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Now, this show was about the Winslow family, but the breakout star eventually became a cultural icon, and that is Steve Urkel. Yes, that pest of a human being, always snorting and asking if he had done things. Well, we all laughed and laughed at his antics, but if you really think about it, how much damage do you think Steve Urkel did to the Winslows' home? I mean, he was always breaking windows. He was causing the ceilings to collapse. I mean, there's not an insurance company in the world that would provide coverage for that house, let's be honest. So what I've got is a game that you are going to love, and it is called Stop Urkel, okay? So in Stop Urkel, most of the players are working together to stop Steve from doing too much damage in the house, while one player, as Steve, is trying to cause mayhem in his quest to woo Laura and impress the big guy. So players will take on the roles of Carl, Harriet, Eddie, Laura, and of course Estelle, Mother Winslow, and you'll be playing on a board that shows the rooms of the Winslow house. Each character has special skills, so like Carl can yell and get really angry and cause a tantrum, which can scare Steve away. Eddie is cool and athletic, and, you know, Steve wants to be like him. And, of course, Laura can distract Steve by being the love of his life. And on their turn, the teams will take actions The team's going to take actions to defend the house. They'll block entrances. They'll try to get Steve to other locations. And they'll try to get rid of dangerous things that are within the house. Steve, which is going to be another character, on the other hand, is a genius and a little bit sneaky. And he's going to have a lot of very powerful actions on his turn. So on his turn, he'll be able to break into the house. He'll be able to complete experiments. He'll be able to do things to impress Laura and cause all kinds of mayhem. Play continues until either Steve has been completely locked out of the house and the dangers have been removed, or until Steve has completed all of his missions. Now, you know, it being a game from Rick White, we've already got the expansions. And so in the first expansion, we've got characters that weren't quite as popular. So we've got Waldo Geraldo Faldo, which was Eddie's best friend. We've got Richie and his mom, Aunt Rachel. We've got 3J, who is like the younger kid that replaced Richie as the cute little kid when Richie got too big. And then, of course, the long-lost sister, Judy, who disappeared after season 4 and was never to be heard from again, and we don't really know why. Her face should still be on the back of milk cartons. And then we've got the super expansion, which is going to allow Steve to turn into Stefan Urkel, providing him with a whole new set of actions that he can do. And that is Stop Urkel.
So, Rick, your knowledge of the Winslow family is very impressive. My question here is there a card or a reference to the big guy himself, not God, but Mr. Winslow, being the police officer in Die Hard?
You know, I think we do need to make a reference to that. It is very important that he show up as that character.
That's a distinct selling point for me, and I think for the rest of America.
Yeah, I think we should also, you know, depending on how many expansions we get, you know, there were also the later episodes, once Family Matters had jumped the shark a little bit, where Steve and Carl both turn into Bruce Lee. So I think maybe we also add that bit of an expansion where, you know, they transform and they've got, you know, different powers. I think that's going to be important for us to do. And then, of course, I don't know if you remember Jaleel White also being Myrtle Urkel, who was Steve's cousin.
I do remember that.
Who was in love with Eddie. So, I mean, there's a lot to dig into here. I mean, there were nine seasons.
There's a lot.
This is a solid show that we can explore
for
I
like
this
it.
Game.
All right, Rob, I feel like you're in a rough position here. You came on the show, first of all, not knowing about the show, not having heard the show before. And
just
then
like
Rick
everybody
throws out
else.
Yeah, it's basically everybody else. Rick throws out this gem of a game.
I mean, I would play that. Yeah. I would play that.
I would play it too.
Yeah.
So, Rob, it is your turn to pitch, and I'll be judging you harshly.
I appreciate that. Well, all I have to say is Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Starting strong.
My idea, actually, the more I've been listening to Rick's idea, which is a great idea, is that initially, and I think this is going to be the core set, it's going to be TV families versus TV families. I haven't come up with a title yet, but my core set is going to be the Brady Bunch versus the Partridge Family. And
nice. And
what you're going to do in the game is you're going to have a deck of cards anywhere from 10 to 15. They'll be modifiable. You can choose, you know, certain cards, and you form a deck of 10 cards. And you're going to play a simultaneous reveal with actions where you're trying to defeat a family member from the opposite family. So, I mean, you could have Carol matching up against Danny. You could have, I think I'm going to put this in the core set, but you're going to have Reuben Kincaid against Alice. It's got to happen.
Oh, snap.
Everybody wants to see that, and I don't
know
who's...
People have been begging for that for years.
I mean, you know, and so I want to give them what they want. I mean, I can't believe this isn't a game, to be honest with you. So the artwork is going to be super groovy. There's going to be a lot of tie-dye-looking paisley. It's going to be polyester. In fact, I think the insert may have polyester in it.
Snap.
That's nice.
And then, and then what you can do is you can actually add some of the guests, some of the guests that have been on the show over the years. There are some famous people that have graced the halls of, certainly, I'm checking right now on IMDb, but I bet you guys didn't know this, but Mark Hamill was on the Partridge Family. Luke Skywalker.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Interesting.
He was Jerry. I don't know who Jerry is.
Huh.
I don't know who Jerry is either.
But I'm going to find out. Ray Bolger, I'm pretty sure he was the Scarecrow in the actual Wizard of Oz. So, I mean, it just almost sells itself, but yeah. Marketing-wise, there's going to be an infomercial with Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, snap. Man. You've already got a spokesman? This might be...
How much...
I don't know. It's rough. It's been tough getting spokesmen for our games.
Guys, how much can he cost? Let's be honest. Yeah.
I bet we can find him on Cameo. I'm not going to lie.
So, Rick, I know you had approached Jaleel White, and he said, listen, I've got the Sonic thing going on, and I really want to continue voicing Sonic the Hedgehog, so I'm going to have to back out of this project. So I feel like Rob is really hitting all those notes. Now, Rob, because this is a modular deck setup type thing, what are your thoughts on getting the entire cast of Step-by-Step, also TGIF, show on board for this deck game, this combat game?
The first family, other family that came to, I'm fine with that. But, I mean, it's so expandable. I mean,
that's a word.
You can have the Fonz. I mean, you can have Richie Cunningham. You know,
yeah, you go straight into Happy Days. You literally are jumping a shark.
Happy Days versus Laverne and Shirley. Yeah. I mean,
oh man,
spinoff shows. Man. The Jeffersons versus the Bunkers. That might be too soon, but still. I mean, come on.
It's like Celebrity Deathmatch became a card game.
Yeah, yeah. Family Deathmatch, the card game.
There you go.
So what is, Rob, I need a name for this game because, I mean, you're not going to be able to market it without a name. That's how marketing works, I've heard.
Didn't you just say it? Is it Family Deathmatch the game?
He can't steal my
name. No. It's,
I already copyrighted it. Wrote it.
I'm not sure that's what I would go with. I think I might call it Deathcom.
Deathcom.
Yeah, like a sitcom.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, Deathcom. I got it.
Family Deathcom.
Family Deathcom. That's really solid. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I've never been on this side of the
How's it feel over pitch. In that judging chair?
It's real sweaty over here, Rick.
Oh, man.
It's real sweaty.
We've never cleaned it in, 37 episodes.
That's true. Yeah, so let me first talk about the merits of each game.
Yeah.
Rick, you are really hitting on all the notes of the Winslow family, a beloved television family, pioneers of our culture and people that I grew up with. So I would like to love your game. But I think in comparison to the expandability of or expandedness of Family Deathcom, I don't think it's going to have the longevity, you know? How many Urkel promotional cards are you going to be able to give out at Gen Con to keep this thing going? And that's where I think Rob's pitch has strength. And so I got to go with Rob because of how expandable Family Deathcom will be in the next 10 years.
Expandables. Isn't that a Sylvester Stallone movie?
It is.
Yeah.
And I also see this game eventually overtaking Magic. Magic the Gathering is a passing fad that's, only been around for the past 20-something years. And I see this phasing out when Family Deathcom comes onto the scene.
I really want a better title. I really apologize for that. The more I hear it, I don't know.
You don't like it? Okay.
We got time before it hits production.
We got time.
Yeah, there's a lot of licensing to have to go through. I think, you know, you'll be able to build it up.
Well, that was this is interesting, being on the other side of it, listening to two pitches and not having to pitch a game myself.
Yeah, I mean,
this is
plus the audience was tired of hearing Boss Monster rip off, so you know it's time for something else.
Ouch.
Shut your filthy mouth, Rick White. I only did that twice in the past four episodes. That actually happened, Rob. Okay.
It's a great game.
Anyway, there's a lot of hatred on the internet because I keep doing that.
Yep.
Anyway, Rob, thank you so much for coming on the show and not guesting, but actually being a pitcher of a game.
And winning.
I appreciate it. And winning. Yeah. Man, what a... This is you're retiring with a one win. Yeah. This is amazing.
And it only goes to show that we are really bad at this, in that people that just show up off the street come in here and beat us with their game pitches. So
anybody can walk in and win.
Yep.
So that's the motto.
Sitting on my couch.
Oh, jeez. And he doesn't have five pages of notes in a Google Doc like we do. Holy crap. This is good. This just shows how terrible we are.
I'm just going to cry in a little bit, and then we'll be good.
Yeah, yeah. Rick, cry yourself to sleep again tonight, bud.
Yep, as always.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of Will It Game. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can head over to Facebook.com/OneBoardFamily, and you can vote for your favorite of these two game pitches. Did Rob deserve the win for Family Deathcom, or should Rick really have been the winner for Stop Urkel, his game about the Winslow family? Be sure to vote on your favorite and chime in the comments below on the poll. We would love to hear what you think. And thanks again for joining us for Will It Game. Follow us at One Board Family all over the internet. Until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.